This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good morning, everyone. Shalom Aleichem, Bruchim Abayim. Today's shiur is dedicated by my good friend, David Weber, in honor of the memory of his aunt, Sima Bas Alter Avram, her neshama shehaven aliyah. Now, welcome, everyone. We're going to just visit a few items that we discussed in the past. Firstly, we had a question a while ago, and it just sort of hit me. On the very first Bir Halacha, regarding the Nusach that we say, Mincha time, Moida ani, Kishem shezikisani lurish kishachama v'mizrach kach, zochisi lurish v'marav, my friend Rav Nassim Walder just explained very simply, the tefillah by Mincha is not a request, it's not a bakasha, it's merely gratitude. Same way in the morning, we say, thank you Hashem, that you took me out of the darkness to light. Mincha time, you say, just like you allowed me to see the sun in the morning, you allowed me to see the sun in the evening. In other words, it's not a bakash at all. There's no bakash at all, mincha time, and therefore that's the lashon of zachisi in the past tense. Regarding what we said yesterday about a few items that were kasha l'shikcha, where the Mishnah Berurah said, Yizar milubo shneim albushim yachad, b'pamachas, you should be careful regarding wearing two items simultaneously. So as we mentioned, Reb Chaim Knievsky wrote an entire sefer about items that make you forget. So the Dershim Mishnah Berurah brings down from Rabbi Yosef Chaim Zonnefeld that the inyan of putting your clothing under your head is only if you do it regularly, but not occasionally. Just like the Kohanim in the Beis HaMikdash, who would always sleep with the items under their head. Reb Chaim Knievsky, on the other hand, in Sefer HaZikaron, he says that this would apply even if somebody does so occasionally. And the reason the Kohanim did so is because they had to guard their begadim and they had a mitzvah, so we would apply the rule of Shomer Mitzvah, Lo Yeda Davar Ra. Now, what about taking off two items of clothing at the same time? So they bring from Reb Chaim Knievsky that from the Sefer Shulchan Atar that one should be makvid about this. However, the Hagois Or Chos Chaim brings that this would not be kasha l'shikcha. It's interesting. What about women? Do women have to be careful about items which are kasha l'shikcha? So the Chavos Das, this is called in the Dershim Mishnah Berurah, in Yardei Samnayin Beis, brings that only men have to be worried about items which are kasha l'shikcha. That's the opinion of the Beis Lechem Yehuda in Yardeya, that and Reb Chaim Knievsky as well, that since women are not mitzuva al talmud Torah, they do not have to be careful about items which are kasha l'shikcha. However, regarding ketanim, even though they didn't learn yet, Reb Chaim Knievsky says they should be careful about these items which are kasha l'shikcha. I want to share with you what Reb Chaim says regarding reading a ksav sha'al gabe hakever. We mentioned that there might be a difference between a ksav which is boilate and a ksav which is shakua. So Reb Chaim brings down the Mishnah Berurah and he quotes the Sefer Negidu Metzaveh. This is in Sefer HaZikaron Ois Chaf Vav. He brings the Negidu Metzaveh, brings the name of the Arizal, that it only applies to a ksav boilates. Reb Chaim wants to know, what about if it's not boilate and it's not shoykas? Meaning, maybe it's only not a problem if it's shoykas, but what about if it's completely smooth? He quotes the Yosef Oimetz, and he says a very interesting thing, that there's a pretty widespread custom that they put a stone on top of Matzeva, and they said that this helps that to avoid, it negates the fact that reading a Matzeva is kasha l'shikcha. So he brings, it could be, it's a Kabbalah from the Kadmonim, and because the Arizal says this only applies by a script, which is Shoykas, and he brings, you could combine the two Svaras. In other words, if it's Shoykas and you put a stone, so then it could be that it's no longer a problem. Meaning he's quoting the Yosef Oimetz over here. Meaning it seems like if it's Shoykas, it's not a problem. He wants to say that if it's Shoykas and you put a stone, that would sort of take care of all issues completely. Then he brings, what about if you just merely read the ksav that's on a matseva without actually enunciating the words? So he says, even though normally one when it says koire, it's dafka bepig bepiv, Reb Chaim says it could be that if you're mistakel beksav on a kever, that's also considered koire. We know that regarding reading shtarei hedyotos on Shabbos, it's machlekes hapoiskim, whether that applies only if you actually enunciate the words or even if you merely glance at it. And Reb Chaim says that it's not necessarily conclusive from there. And lachein nira sheroi lizoher gamkein. Reb Chaim says one should be careful not even to read the ksav on a kever behirhur, meaning to read it in their mind. Again, this only applies if it's a ksav boilate. Okay, so let's continue on in Sif Gimel in the Mechaber. Yedakdek b'chalukai leloiv shay kedakai. You should be careful to put on your garment normally. Shalayahafoich hapnimi lachotz. You don't want to turn it inside out. Says the Mishnah Berurah, b'chalukai. Afal pishu tachas kol hamalbushim, even though it's under all your clothing, meaning one should not only be careful that his outer garments, his shirt, his jacket, are not inside out, but one should be careful that his inner garments are not inside out either. V'chol shekein b'shar begadim, and all the more so, other clothing which are more apparent. Lachutz, what's wrong with having your clothing inside out? V'yero tfiris hamagunois, and people are going to see the unseemly stitchings, v'imre hacholik in the hem, v'yizgana b'inei abriois, and you're going to be looked down upon in the eyes of people. Again, this fits in well with the explanation we learned yesterday of why you shouldn't put on two garments at the same time, even though, yes, there's a mystical reason, but it's all about making sure that a person's appearance is appropriate. V'imloy nizar v'hafach, if you are not careful, and you turned your garment inside out, so there are repercussions. Im tamid chacham hu, tzarch lefoyshtoy v'lachzor l'lov shekedarkoy. In other words, we're talking about even your undershirt. Let's say you realized in the morning during davening, you know what? My undershirt's inside out. So if you're a Talmud Chacham, you gotta change. You gotta turn it inside, put it on properly. Shelo yiyah b'chlal masniyeh chas v'shalom. So you don't cause people to chas v'shalom hate Torah, hate HaKadosh Baruch Hu. U'shar kol adam ein tzarach. A regular guy, if his undershirt is inside out, it's not the end of the world. Somebody might see that the label's on the outside. All right, you know, don't take yourself so seriously. But if somebody purports to be a Talmud Chacham, then it's more of an issue. V'le tefila, but this is all for the work, for your work. But for davening, afilu kol adam tzarach lepashtoy lov shekedarkoy. Everybody, you know, you see a guy, he's in the middle of Ashrei, he steps out, where's he going? He went to change. What happened? He put on his undershirt, inside out. Sure. So during davening, a person has to remove the item that was inside out, put it on properly, Sharoi oz lahadir b'begadav, because at that time, one should make sure that his begadim are worn in a more elegant way. Kamavayar b'simen tzadi aleph. Toiv sheyasim shnei tzidei hamalbush biyad yaminoi. It is good. This is quoting the Arizal. It is correct to put both ends of the garment in your right hand. So in other words, you're putting on your shirt. So you take the shirt, you hold both ends in your right hand. And then, v'yilbash hayimin, you put on the right side of the garment. V'achar kach hasmol, then you put on the left side of the garment. So in other words, this seems like this mystical practice over here, where you're holding both ends of the garment in your right hand. Now, in the back of the Dirshu Mishnah Berurah, they bring down, well, what about a lefty? Should a lefty hold both sides of the garment in his right hand? So he brings Reb Chaim Kanievsky in his kuntres. Reb Chaim wrote a kuntres on the halachos for lefties. He says a lefty should put both edges of the garment in his left hand and he should put his left hand into his sleeve first. So it's a very interesting halacha. Now, this is not routinely seen that people dress this way, but this is recommended by the Mishnah Brura from the Arizal. So a righty is going to take both ends of his garment, he's going to put it in his right hand, and then he's going to put his right arm in first, and then his left arm, and a lefty will do the opposite. V'chavin, what should your kavana be? Ki ha'koil nichlal b'yamin. Everything is incorporated in the right side, meaning the right side is midas hachesed, the left side is midas hadin, and really, inherently, at its root, everything is incorporated in the right side, and from the right side, bala smal, you'll come to the left side. On that idea, I'll share with you a thought a friend of mine shared with me last night, Rabbi Meir Bronstein, just the opening comment of the Ramah. The Ramah says, Shivisi Hashem Lenegdi Tamar, I place Shem Havaya before me always, is Klal Gadol B'Torah Asher Holchim Lefnei Ho Elohim. What do you mean Asher Holchim Lefnei Elohim? It should say Asher Holchim Lefnei Havaya. I thought Shivisi Hashem Lenegdi Tamar. I thought they place Yud Kei Vav Kei before them always. Why does the Ramah then speak about Asher Holchim Lefnei Elohim? So that's the idea. The idea is, even when they're hoylech lefnei Elohim, even when there's an idea that they're standing before Midas Hadin, they place it as Shivisi Hashem, they see it as the Midas Harachmim. Okay, Kasav HaRambam, Malbush Talmud Chacham, Yeh Malbush Noe V'Naki. The garment of a Talmud Chacham should be clean, should be nice and clean. In Slabotka, they would call it conservative elegance. That's how they dressed in Slabotka. But it should be nice and clean. Talmid Chacham should not wear disparaging garments or dirty garments. V'asur lo sheyimatz v'gdei kesem. It is prohibited that there should be any stain, or shamnunis, or some type of fatty substance. V'chayotz behem. In other words, there should be nothing discoloration on them. V'lo yilbash lo imal b'sarim. You should not wear gaudy, flashy clothing, and not impoverished clothing, which is embarrassing to those who wear it. They should be average clothing, which are nice. Look in the Rambam for further details. Siv Dalet. You should put on your right shoe first. Don't tie it. Okay, so you're going to put on your right shoe first. You're going to then put on your left shoe. You're not going to tie the right shoe. V'yachakach yino shel smol, you put on the left shoe. V'yikshurenu, you tie the left shoe. V'yachsa v'yikshol shel yamin, then you tie the right shoe. So this is a well-known halacha. The right garment goes first, except for when it comes to tying, because we know the Torah gives chashivas to the left side when it comes to tying, because you tie tefillin on the left hand. Haga uv'minalim shalanu, our shoes she'in lam kshira, that don't have laces, you know, shel yamin tchila, you put on the right shoe first. Don't think that you got to do something with the left shoe first because the Torah gives chashivas to tefillin. No, it's only regarding tying. Says the Mishnah Berurah, yamin, sivkatan hey, sheken matzina b'tayra, we find in the Torah, shehayamin chashiv tamid. We find in the Torah that the right side is always more chashiv. Le'inyin bayan yad, regarding the placing of the blood on the right thumb, varega, on the right toe, and for all matters that we put the right side before the left side. Just a question for you to think about, maybe some homework for you. The Mishnah Berurah just said a different reason why the right side goes before the left. He said you hold the garment in your right hand, and then you put on your right arm, and then your left hand, and you should be mechavin, that everything is nichlal in the yamin, umin hayamin bala smal. That sounds like some Kabbalistic reason, that everything starts off in midas harachamim and emanates midas hadin. So Mishnah Berurah already gave a reason why the right side goes before the left side. Why is he all of a sudden now bringing in this new reason that the right side has more chashivas? If the right side has more chashivas, so then that should have been the reason before. You know, why before he gives a Kabbalistic reason, and here he gives this other reason. Sivkatan vav v'yikshirenu, you should tie the left shoe first. D'le'inyin kshira, regarding tying, matzino, we find shatoyer nasa chashivas el hasmal, the Torah gives chashivas to the left side. Shekoyshar le'tfil shal yad, because we tie the arm tefillin on the left hand. Uva'an piloi shalevet, if you have these socks of felt, ein sarach lahaktim smal lakshira. They used to have these Robin Hood socks, and they had laces. The laces of a sock do not need to be tied on the left side. First, v'itter yad, a lefty, shemaniach tefillin b'yamin shekol adam, that he puts on tefillin on his right hand, right side, yaktim yamin gan lahakshira, he should advance the right side for tying as well. Now, so someone who's a lefty, who's tying his right shoe, does he put on his right shoe, tie it, then put on the left shoe and tie it? Or does he put on the right shoe, the left shoe, go back, tie the right shoe, and then tie the left shoe? What do you say about that? I'll let you think about that. However, what about a woman? A woman doesn't wear a tefillin. So should a woman tie her right shoe first? Yes, says Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach, that a woman should tie, I didn't know this, that a woman should tie her right shoe first. Okay, let us continue. Sivkaton Zayin, Yamin Tchila, Vigam im Nizdamin Loi Shel Smol. So you put on our shoes that don't have kshira, you put on the right shoe first. What if you can't find the right shoe? The left shoe you found. The right shoe is either under your bed, your kid's bed, or in the back of some closet somewhere that you haven't discovered yet. What if you only have your left shoe? So he says, "V'gamin is damin lo shesol." If you just have the left shoe, yamtin ashivel shel yamin. Wait until you have the right shoe so you can put on the right shoe first. Now, interesting halacha. Kshu roichetz, when you take a shower, v'sach, and you're soaping yourself, you're rubbing yourself. Yamin tchila, you wash your right hand first. You're taking a bath, you wash your right hand first. What if you're a lefty? Says Reb Chaim Kanievsky, then you wash your lirchoitz et sad yamin shel kol adam. Reb Chaim says you wash your right side. Interesting. So Reb Chaim says, if you're a lefty, you still wash your right side first. V'imsach kol gufay. What if you're shampooing and soaping? First you wash your head, and then you wash the rest of your body. Rosh chilam neshu melech al kol yivarim v'ayin v'darkei Moshe. Says the Mechaber, one more. Sefek yisha choyleitz menol, when you take off your shoes. Choyleitz shel smol tchila. First you take off your left shoe. Says the Mishnah Berurah, choyleitz shel smol. Shezehu kvoida shel yamin. That is honor for the right side, to remove the left shoe first. Okay, we'll hold it over here, Rabbi Yisai. We'll pick it up tomorrow in Sif Vav. Wishing everyone a wonderful day.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.